Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Trent Alexander-Arnold, best right back in world football? No? Well, yes, of course he is. But why is he judged by seemingly different standards to other? Why is he judged so harshly by some Liverpool fans, but more importantly, the wider footballing community as well? We had the debate to answer that question on this week's debate show. It is a Red Men Plus show. It is available in its entirety to stream right now in video and podcast. But here's a segment from it to whet your appetite.
So mine comes off the back of probably the last two competitive games you've played, and actually, and it's just something that's really been sort of doing my head in, so I want to get your thoughts whether I'm on my own on this or not. Is my question is, why is Trent Alexander-Arnold held to a higher standard of performance and expectation than other players in his position, other players that have come before him for Liverpool and beyond? Why do our fans and fans beyond our club expect more from Trent defensively mainly than they do other players? And the sort of the two goals that come to mind are the goal at Fulham, where Mitrovic, who's an absolute beast, wins the ball and scores the goal, and then the other Champions League final, where his role in that goal was the least effective of why we ended up in that position, and his was the most sort of
criticised.
And I just don't know why that is, and I'm just trying to work it out. And where's that come from?
I think about this all the time, and there's a couple of reasons, and let's just get the really simple ones out of the way. His scouting, his black doesn't help.
Yep.
Some people. Like, without saying, not everyone, there's people who analyse it for different reasons, which actually warrants more discussion here in what we're going to do. But there's a little bit of that. You know, people don't like to see young Scouse lads be successful, and obviously lads of colour as well have a more difficult time. It's just a reality. But there is also this mentality in a few situations where I think we're overly harshly analysed fullbacks and their defensive abilities. Fullbacks always get beaten at the back post. Mm-hmm. You know, all the best fullbacks in the world have those goals scored against them. They just do. Where a target man will peel off to the back post and he's half a foot taller and he's got a run on you and he'll beat you. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that'll happen.
Hendo 10 Years of Red, a three-part podcast series looking back at the amazing career of Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson, featuring the likes of Jurgen Klopp.
He's brilliant in small spaces. He's absolutely brilliant footballer. So that's why we play him in such decisive positions like six and other things.
Steven Gerrard.
Look, I think when you sign for Liverpool and you come out of your city, i.e. Sunderland, at such a young age, you're going to have your moments and you're going to have times where you need some support and it's not really working out.
Sir Kenny Dalglish.
For me to present it to Jordan was a huge honour for me. To give a special trophy to a special guy that a special football club is, it doesn't get much better, does it?
Jamie Carragher.
What you noticed right away was sort of the personality, the character of the player as well was pretty good and pretty special. So you knew he'd have half a chance because of that.
And Trent Alexander-Arnold.
When I first went and trained with him, like, he blew me away at how good he was technically. And like, I was kind of like, whoa, I didn't realise he could play like that or he could do that.
Hendo, 10 Years of Red. The amazing three-part podcast series. Available now on Red Men Plus.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
But there's also this thing of, and we're not too many years removed from me being on the cop, and this fella going, bloody hell, Trent. And it wasn't in a Scouse accent, by the way. But he said, you're a right back. You're meant to defend.
Yep.
And I very rarely confront people on the terraces. But I turned round and just said, that's not true at all, mate. That's not his job. His job is not first and foremost defend. But we do see, and we live in a blame analysis culture where someone's always got to be at fault for the goal scored.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the defence and a defence concedes a goal, then naturally your first basic instinct is to say, who was the man nearest to the goal going in? It's his fault. So he gets more blame than he should do because where he plays, not how he's expected to play in that position, I think.
I think for me, it comes part and parcel of being one of the best in the world. When you're one of the best in the world, someone's going to try and find you, find any part of you that they can try and bring you down with and say, oh no, you're not. And Trent is the best right back in the world. And people are and we can all sit here stunned at his passes and his crossing and how he can put a ball pinpoint where he needs it to be. But rival fans do not like Liverpool players, especially being the best in their position, especially when they are so young. And he can ultimately come on to be the best right back or one of the best right backs there ever was because he is that good. And we've transitioned now where right backs are no longer just defending. They actually influence a game from their position. And I think we miss Trent more than absolutely anyone else in this entire Liverpool squad. So when you are that good, you are that influential. Anyone who isn't, I mean, even Liverpool fans do it, but I'm thinking other rival fans will try and pick you down and say, find a weakness. And it's not necessarily a weakness. It's just you might not be as good at that as you are at something else. But when you're Trent and your passing's that good, it's really hard for anything else to be as good as that. And they'll attack you for that. And it's just you being too good that people don't like it, so they're going to try and pick you down.
Now, that's my sort of thought, but, you know, it's nice for you to say that instead of me sort of leading you to that. It's genuine. Like, I'm just looking at the starting 11 prediction board at the back, and you see Virgil van Dijk next to Andy Robertson. And I always think to myself, if Virg played on the right, would Trent even, would the ball ever even go near him?
No.
And probably wouldn't, would
he? I agree. And because we always talk about this, you've got to have something to pitch to your team.
Yeah.
And that's like, here's an area where we think you can win this game. Liverpool do it to every opponent, and every opponent will do it to Liverpool. And if you're looking at Liverpool's back five, and you're going to say, right, where's your balance of probabilities that you're going to get more joy? Are you more likely to get joy on the side with Virgil van Dijk and Andy Robertson, or are you more likely to get joy on the side with Joel Matip and Trent Alexander-Arnold? And there's no mark of disrespect to either Matip or Trent, but Virgil van Dijk, for a start, which is your point, the best centre half on the planet, and he's the best at defending. You know, it's not just these. You know, as well as being brilliant in all the creative aspects, as well, he's 6'4". He's dead fast. There's nothing he doesn't have in his game. So there's no weakness to his game. So brilliant. take your chances. You'll probably lose. And Robbo is the faster and more defensively resolute of that side. So naturally you will. So it just leads to this thing. It's like being a goalkeeper for a crap football team. There's an option to look like a better goalkeeper playing for a worse team.
Pickford,
David De Gea. Man United haven't clocked on to how bad David De Gea is because he's making saves.
Yeah.
Because he's got more to do. Mm-hmm, so and people perceive that as being a thing. But of course, if we told Trent Alexander-Arnold his job is just to defend, he would look like an absolutely magnificent right back in a traditional sense. But Liverpool won't ask him to do that because you will be taken away from what his real qualities are. Mm-hmm. You know, if you dropped Nathaniel Clyne back into that Liverpool team and just said, go and be Nathaniel Clyne at right back, he'd be a really good right back because people would still target that side, but he'd have loads of opportunities to put like really solid defensive performances in. But it would be to the detriment of everything Liverpool do.
So that's we've kind of answered the question there, in my opinion, on an external perspective. Now I'm just looking at the board. I don't know who did those reviews. I'm going to guess it was Steak, as Chris is about. Yeah. So this is all opinion. It doesn't matter at all. Because I listened to part of the podcast and I completely agree with you and Steve that it doesn't matter, it's just an opinion. But just again, from an internal perspective, Robbo's got a 6 there and Trent's got a 4.5. I don't think Trent or Robbo or Henderson, if he was playing right back, are dealing with Mitrovic and that goal. Drogba made a living off it. But Trent got us the draw. Trent plays the ball into Nunes, internally, we've also got this same kind of thing where we go, Trent, no, that wasn't good enough, bang.
But you know why? Because Trent's passing wasn't as good. And Trent's passing's not as good because Trent tries passes that Andy Robertson doesn't try. And when they don't come off, you look more foolish because there are much finer margins in playing difficult football passes than there are in playing simple football passes. So we hold Trent, you're right, to a different standard because I'm expecting him to be a top quality, solid defensive fullback because that's what we all need because we don't want to concede goals. But I'm also expecting him to be a world-class Kevin De Bruyne style playmaker. Passer, and when he falls short on either of those, he looks a bit worse because there's more attention, more of their attack. Every team's attacks come down their left-hand side, our right-hand side. And more of our attacks are created from that area as well. So if either of them is below par, he looks like he's having an absolute stink of a game, whereas in reality he's not. By his own high standards he is. There's one more point on this that I can think of, and there might be more points if you wish to add further, of course. Everyone's got an English right back. There is this glut of them across the country. There's so many of them, and even up to and including Aaron Wan-Bissaka, who we now don't even have the conversation with anymore.
Do you remember that?
Step outside, you know, like all that stuff, which was like, it's mad how quickly the world's moved
even
on.
Even the Reece James thing's gone. Like, people aren't even really trying to compare them anymore.
Exactly, but because of Reece James, because of Kyle Walker, because of Lamptey, and because of there's tons of these lads out there who are really, really good, exciting options in their own way, and particularly the big clubs where you love the players and you've got an agenda around them. God knows, in the late 90s, early noughties, we had it with forwards, English forwards. So Alan Shearer and Teddy Sheringham were nailed on for England, but Liverpool had Robbie Fowler, and then they had Michael Owen and Robbie Fowler.
Andy Cole and all them.
And they had Robbie Fowler, Michael Owen and Emil Heskey. And I remember going into World Cup 98, there was 3 warm-up games, and each of Liverpool's forwards scored in those warm-up games, and like Shearer and Sheringham didn't. And I was like, come on, get Shearer out of that team. They get the hard time. Who's not picking Alan Shearer for England? He was a goal machine. But I had a Fowler agenda, I had an Owen agenda, and it made me think less of the players that they were going up against. And that a lot of that is happening because Reece James is terrific.
He's
absolutely terrific. But is he a better defender than Trent Alexander-Arnold?
Not in my opinion, no.
And also, he doesn't have to do as much defending because he's got Dave Azpilicueta playing right in the back three, with another body there in there doing that job for them already. So he's being judged by skewed standards across the board. There is nobody on the planet who's a legitimate comparison for him because you go right back. Oh, well, who plays right back? Well, therefore, Trent Alexander-Arnold is good.
The only player who could be Cancelo. If he played right back and stayed there, he'd probably play a similar inverted game to Trent, but he doesn't. He plays left back a lot, does he?
Exactly. And you've got, is it Hakimi at PSG? Is he the one that people hold up? But again, is he a complete fullback.
He's got a lot of pace, that's all.
Yeah,
right,
he's rapid.
Really,
yeah. And again, nobody talks about what Dani Alves could do defensively or not. Yeah. You know, nobody did it. And that was Dani Alves an absolute, like, you know, a perfect defensive fullback? He wasn't, was he? But people were able to enjoy him for what he was. And maybe that's, again, it's an English thing.
Yeah.
There's the newspapers, there's all the issues that we've discussed, you know, the issues which are far bigger than any of the footballing issues, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably a fact that, like, there is a Daily Mail culture of people who just don't like to see lads like Trent Alexander-Arnold making a success of themselves. Mm-hmm. And again, when you add into the northern thing, the Scouse thing as well, people just don't like Scousers. And that's the thing I can definitely speak to from experience, having lived outside of the city. You walk around with this thing where people automatically have a disliking towards you, which is mad, but it's a thing.
When he's captain, it's going to be horrendous, isn't it?
You never know. It might ease off because there's something like a mark of respect that comes with it, which you think, because given the beauts you've taken to social media to slate our current captain, maybe it will do nothing. Maybe it will do nothing for him, but add more scrutiny. I don't know. But mad. It's a really good point. And maybe it's just it's a pedestal thing. They're being told that you're you're the best in the world. People are going, well, why? And you know, you look for reasons why they're not, rather than looking for reasons why they are, because that's how people talk about shit. He's 23. He doesn't turn 24 till October, so he's not even entering his peak years until this season. And I was thinking, watching the Community Shield, shit, this is going to be Trent's first season as a senior, man, a man, not a boy. He could be, I mean, we could be about to see it. He could be about to step into another gear here.
Yeah. Goals, isn't it?
Frightening.
Yeah.
Frightening.
I also think, sorry to come in there, I just think you also look at where Liverpool lose the ball and where Trent Alexander-Arnold's positioning is. There's all, and you can even use Robbo, but Robbo isn't as attacking. He's just not. Technically, he's not as good as Trent. He's very, very good, but he's not Trent. And Trent, no matter where we are, where we lose the ball, he is always pretty much in their half. Yeah. And he's overlapping Mo Salah at the times, and he's in that triangle with Henderson. And Henderson overlaps Mo Salah as well. So when we do lose the ball, all of our three right-sided players are all the way in this top corner. Yeah, yeah. And it's exploited every time, but it's because we're so attacking.
And when we play Salah, obviously there's variations how we play, but when we play Salah, when we don't do those close triangles on the right-hand side, Salah's always the most advanced of our front three as well. So again, it's like that thing. And there's just a difference between him and when we had Mane on the left-hand side. Mane was just a bit more of a lad. It was like he did play deeper than Salah, but he would always be more inclined to track back as well. Salah does it brilliantly, by the way.
Yeah.
But you notice it when Salah does it. There are specific games when Salah's told, make sure you get back and pitch in. And you notice it, and it's brilliant. I love that Mo Salah. But he is given a more license to stay further up the
pitch. He's the person where when Alisson saves Fred's shot or whatever, he's the furthest forward to score that goal against Manchester United because Sadio Mane and that have tracked back, because Mo Salah not just is greedy for goals, he is our goal scorer. He's the one in the last however many seasons that's got more than our strikers, and he's a winger. So yeah, it is a case of other players around and position, that just the way Liverpool play that exploits him. But it's kind of a risk reward thing where he's that good, to just sit him back would be useless, because he's literally our most influential player.
Yeah, I agree on this. We've got some good responses to this one. Actually, we've got Danny M saying he's above everyone else, and because people can't get to his level, they try to bring him down by picking up the silliest of reasons. Our Kumar says, I guess because he's so vital, we expect him to be the best. Opposition say he can't defend, etc., out of jealousy. Danny's got a question which we'll come to in a second, but Arkuma saying, I mean, I've already put Trent in the best ever Premier League 11. Do you think he's targeted because he's arguably defensively weaker than Robbo and his lapses in concentration more so, which means he switches off? I mean, again, that's to that point of Robbo knows who he is and what he does, and his game is much more about getting up and down and being physical.
Yeah.
And the physical side of the game, the technical comes secondary. Trent is technical first, physical secondary.
I also think that no matter where we are, whether we're in possession or not, Trent's always thinking of what the next pass is if he does intercept and get the ball.
He's on the half turn,
which in theory if he's already thinking about getting it, he's not thinking about where he needs to be or whatever to intercept it. But because he's so front thinking, he's thinking about the second step instead of thinking about the first step first.
Exactly. And also with footballers, with Robertson hasn't got the range of passing, yeah. So you give him more options, you give him more simple options. Mm. Trent, I think there's a case that happens in games sometimes, and we'll do the same with Thiago. You don't go and stand 2 yards away from Thiago. Why would you?
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. You're wasting a position on the field. Yeah. You're wasting a body by getting too close to him. So there's times where people give Trent less simple options because they know he's not going to take it anyway. Yeah. He doesn't need it. He's going to be able to pick someone out with things that a normal fullback wouldn't be able to, which means, again, if there is a situation where it's not on, he hasn't got...
Stranded.
He hasn't got the sort of... a simple saviour, yeah. Ball to offer. Sparrow here saying, I agree with all the reasons why Trent is so harshly judged, but I'd also add, refining a role will also create comparisons with the old way of doing things.
Yes.
Trent did it first, so he gets the harshest comparison. And I think there's a political edge to it sometimes. Scouse versus Tory sentiment has been rising rightly for years. He's a proud Scouser. England fans don't like that and shout loudly about it. Yeah, I think that's interesting. Wait. But I agree on that. When you are breaking out of the mold, people don't like that.
Yeah.
And people can only judge. And because we love to judge and we love to analyse, and we've all got this like preconceived notion. Our understanding of football, everyone's understanding of football grows with every year of football you watch, because you've got more to hark back to and it's a deeper understanding. It's like it's research, isn't it? It's like the more of a subject you watch and consume, the more of an expert you become on it. So when someone does something different, if you're not a kind of outside the box thinker, you tend to go, I don't understand this, so I can only judge it by what I've seen previously.
What I know, yeah.
Which is a really good question. I really enjoyed that one.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.